right, welcome back. Special Sweet 16 edition of Who's Talking. Habbo and Robert Fish in studio, and we have Who's Talking co-host Frank Maloney on the line live from Madison Square Garden. Frank, set the scene for us.
Well, it's kind of exciting here. I just walked in and got credentials and raced up the escalators, and it's kind of wild to be back inside Madison Square Garden again. It's a hallowed arena for basketball in the United States and maybe for the world. Kind of exciting right now. UConn and Iowa State are on the court right now shooting around. I would say there's probably 150 to 200, 300 people milling around with everything from cameras to recorders to, video equipment. And, it's kind of a zoo here. The media room is the largest I've ever seen. I bet you there are 400 people in there, Habbo. And there was a huge crowd out on the street here, right outside of 31st Street, near what they call Penn Plaza. And I understand tickets are still going for $300, $400 each throughout the building for tonight's game.
Have they started letting people in?
I see a few people trickling in. And so certainly in the upper levels, I see a few people coming into the lower levels. And, it's just sort of an amazing place with the way the traffic is outside. And, they're used to it every day. I guess everybody else coming here, this is like a zoo, you know?
Well, it's interesting. I see in the paper that UConn has played 111 games at Madison Square Garden. So it's almost like a home court for them. Virginia, obviously, I'd have to think the last time Virginia's played in Madison Square Garden, but certainly none of the Virginia players, I don't think, has played in Madison Square Garden. They were a game away from going to the NIT semifinals last year. So have you seen any signs of orange and blue up there in Madison Square Garden yet?
Not yet. I mean, I have seen, obviously, the media that cover the Wahoos. Saw them in the press room a few minutes ago, and there's a different atmosphere in there as there is out here. This is, so much different than the ACC tournament or even the NCAA sub-regional in Raleigh, in that there's just so many more people in administrative and service capacities to make this game happen, and it's just a whole different deal. And the bowels of Madison Square Garden. There are so many people milling around with various service responsibilities to make it happen. And, there's electricity here. And I see the Iowa State band is getting ready to do their thing. They're waiting for the signal to start their warm-up tunes. And it's kind of exciting. And I do see people starting to filter into the garden itself.
Yeah, you may not realize this. I read today that, and Robert and I were talking about it, first NCAA tournament game at the Garden since 1961. So it has been a long time since the NCAA has played at Madison Square Garden. So it really is a special night, I would think.
Well, one thing that we have heard on the sports stations driving into town and checking the internet, this ticket tonight is, these tickets are selling and being resold at such a rapid rate that StubHub and other sites have gotten locked up a few times today because of all the business associated with tonight's game.
You know, we've been breaking it down. What's your breakdown of the Virginia-Michigan State game?
You know, I think it comes down to, in my opinion, the Cavaliers have got to meet the intensity and the determination that Michigan State will surely bring to this contest. I think the battle on the boards is going to be fierce. I agree with Reggie Miller's comment saying this is a game for men tonight. The battle around the court for every square foot will be intense. I think this game will be played in the 50s just because every possession will be so valuable. I'd be surprised if there's too many runouts or breaks at any point, unless somebody makes a steal or there's a long rebound that forces almost the team to run. But I do think that both teams play more deliberately with the ball and in such a big setting. I think both teams know that this game, I would think, actually is for the who's going to be in the Final Four. No disrespect to UConn and Iowa State. Those are good teams, and I know everything can happen in a basketball game, but these two teams, according to most of the analysts, they believe this game is between the second and third strongest teams remaining in the tournament.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, and clearly Michigan State has been kind of the consensus, not the consensus, but certainly the popular pick to make it to the Final Four, maybe disrespecting the Hoos a little bit. Do you have any idea where your seating location is going to be tonight?
You know, I haven't even had a chance to check the chart. I literally was let out right off of 31st Street and had to run to the opposite side of the building. And if you can imagine, Madison Square Garden takes up more than four square blocks. You know, and it's just an enormous property. But getting around, I finally found someone who ushered me in, and I've bought all the correct escalators, and fortunately everything was where it was supposed to be, and I was told that I had all access today and this weekend, which I think is great. And it's great following the Wahoos. This has been very exciting, and I think we're going to see an excellent game from the Cavaliers tonight. And I tend to think that this is a moment that maybe Joe Harris and certainly Akil Mitchell, they've always wanted this moment. As seniors, I fully expect both men to play quite possibly their best game as Cavaliers.
Well, it's funny. This tournament has had several overtime games, and they've had a number of games, including the VCU game where somebody had a shot at the buzzer to win it. I don't think there have been that many buzzer beaters that actually went in, so maybe tonight's the night. I'd love to see Joey Hoops knock down the game winner tonight.
No doubt. I see Iowa State looks like they're going to file off the court now to go into their locker room. So their shoot-around is wrapping up. And it looks like most of the players for UConn have left, except for one or two guards who are taking some final shots. It's pretty exciting. They're playing some Talking Heads music on the PA system, and it's hard not to be really excited about basketball, and this is what the NCAAs are all about. And this game is a great game, and I think UConn has sent a lot of people, I'm told, down here fighting for tickets, and right now out on the streets it's pretty fierce. I mean, it's 6 and 7 people deep, and I could hear people yelling prices back and forth across the pavement there, and cabs are pulling up rapidly, and inside here, you sort of feel the semi-calm before the storm, if you will.
Well, you'd certainly think the first game, at least, is going to be a UConn crowd, given the proximity of Storrs, Connecticut, to and of course, a lot of people live in Connecticut and work in New York City. Have you been to Madison Square Garden before, Frank?
Yeah, it's called the New York Rangers. Play the Buffalo Sabres years ago, so I got to see a little hockey. I saw the Knicks play the Celtics in the early 70s. Got to see Phil Jackson back when he was playing forward for the Knicks. Earl Monroe and Walt Frazier were the guards for the Knicks, and that was a real treat. And I saw the semifinals of the NIT back in the day with Notre Dame and winning one semifinal and Virginia Tech winning the other semifinal, and actually saw John Shumate play in that first semifinal, and I sat next to him during the Syracuse UVA basketball game at JPJ earlier this year, and got to talk to him about it and talk about his memories from playing at Madison Square Garden in the NIT. So it feels fitting to be here again, and it's certainly one of the most hallowed arenas in the entire nation.
Yeah, it's kind of the mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden. We're hopeful that you have an exciting night and a complete weekend in the great city of New York. I expect you to roll back into town just in time for the Monday edition of Who's Talking. We'll call that the Final Four edition of Who's Talking.
Well, wouldn't that be something? I think this is going to be a great game tonight. It would be wonderful to see the Wahoos win. I believe I predicted 58-54 on Monday night. I'm going to stick with my prediction. I believe you said the game would be in the 60s and that the Hoos would win. And I know Robert has some thoughts, and I want to thank Robert Fish for stepping in tonight, and also thank good friend Terry Gates for being with us. And lastly, I want to thank my driver, Bob Wake, one of my navigators, Jeff Wilmore, and my other navigator was none other than Dean Smith. So some old Signify friends and Wahoo got me here on time despite some bad traffic and some bad weather. And I want to thank them and go Wahoos. And thanks for holding down the fort.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're there safe and sound. Rude hard. And all of us back here in Virginia will be doing likewise, and it could be a special night. I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. And
I think so. It almost has to be. It's got all the ingredients you want. I mean, one thing we didn't mention, I know you guys have probably broken down some of the players, but there's been a lot of talk about two of the players, number five for Michigan State, Adrian Payne, a senior forward, 6'10", 245. He's a real man, and if Akil Mitchell and Darian Atkins and Mike Toby can keep him off the glass for most of the night, I think Virginia's going to win because they rely on rebounding. The other thing is, can they keep Keith Appling, number 11, out of the paint? And hopefully Virginia's guards, starting with London Ferentes and everybody else, Justin Anderson, whomever, can keep him out of the paint and preventing him from dishing off.
Well, this Virginia team has risen to every challenge, so they got a big one tonight, but I'm sure they're going to be ready to go. It should be fun.
Go Wahoos, and I'm going to sign off. It looks like the bands are about to crank it up here, and you know, from where I'm now, you guys wouldn't hear me for another second. So thank you for all our listeners who's talking, and go get them, Hobo.
All right, Frank. Appreciate you calling in. Enjoy the games up there tonight. Frank Maloney.
Yep, thanks, Frank.
On site up there at MSG, so we appreciate his calling in. Tell you what, we're at a point now. If Douglas can do it, let's go ahead and go to break so we'll have adequate time for in our last segment. So stay tuned. Who's Talking Special Edition? We'll be back after these messages for our final segment tonight.